All right, so as we continue with our School City of Mishawaka pregame show here on the Mishawaka Network, we've got about 10 more minutes to go until we are firing on all cylinders on both the Mishawaka Network and 96.1 WSBT. Vince, we were talking about that Organ Donor Classic. You've got the schedule over there, so I'll kind of let you go through it. Start with the first game and work your way up to the nightcap.
So there's four games on the slate for that day, which is fantastic. So at 2 o'clock here at Mishawaka, it'll be the Mishawaka girls versus South Bend Clay girls. Then following that, we'll have three boys games in a row. 4 o'clock, we've got South Bend Adams versus Indianapolis Cecina. The 6 o'clock game would be Edwardsburg versus Mishawaka Marion. And the nightcap, the 8 o'clock game, pending, of course, any overtimes or
right.
anything else.
I'm not expecting any time before 8:30. I don't know about you.
I'm not either. But the 8 o'clock game will be Mishawaka versus Lakeland.
I hope Dean's got some food for us that
oh,
night.
Oh, man.
I don't know if it'll happen or not, but you can always hope. So that's what Organ Donor Classic looks like, and that is a week from Saturday, January 19th, right here at the Cave. And, again, it'll be all day long. And it's pretty exciting because this is a big deal to Ron Heklinski. The reason he does this, he's had a liver transplant, and so he's been through the whole thing, and he knows just how important it is. And people will be able to come and sign up to be organ donors if they'd like, just get information about being organ donors. And the fact that we've got four games this year. Last year it was pretty much just organ donor night.
Yeah, it was just the one game. Yeah, yeah. Right. So this is exciting.
Yep, so a lot's going to be going on Saturday. And as Ron Heklinski said, that's his deal.
So
we're getting closer to tip-off here between Mishawaka and Jimtown. Glad you're with us on the Mishawaka Network live from the Cave. And we'll be live on 96.1 WSBT in a few minutes as the School City of Mishawaka pregame show continues. And again, just kind of a rundown of where these teams are coming into tonight. Mishawaka with a 5-4 record. I misspoke earlier when I was talking to Ron Heklinski. They have won three of their last four, not three in a row, because they did after beating Elkhart Central, and we were here about 3 weeks ago. They lost to Mishawaka Marion, but then they've won their last two, 70-59 over South Bend Career Academy and 46-42 over Edwardsburg. This is the first home game since that 57-56 win over Elkhart Central December 18th. That is the only NIC win so far. They're 1-3 with losses to Bremen, Riley, and Marion. It is Preston Phillips to center court for Jimtown and Nick Hoopengarner for the Mishawaka Cavemen. Cavemen dressed out home white, maroon uniforms, Jimtown, road gray with white numbers. Ball up and Phillips smacks the tip in the backcourt. Caden Beck has it. And it will be Clay Campbell, and nearly a steal there as A.J. Rosebush goes down. He will knock it out of bounds. Actually, it's going to go off Phillips, and it's going to be Mishawaka basketball.
Yeah, a great hustle play there by Mishawaka, getting on the floor, getting dirty on the first play of the game.
Ryan Eklinski knowing how good this Jimtown team is. He talked about it. They've won a lot of close games this year. They've won six times this season, six of their eight wins by eight or fewer points. Bounce pass, Shively on the right wing. Shively dribbles once down to the corner. Jablonski short with the three and the rebound to Phillips, who averages a team best 7.7 per game for Jimtown. As Phillips controls the basketball, and the man with the tan, A.J. Rosebush, guards him. Now inside it goes, a skip and a missed layup, and Rosebush has the rebound. Right to left is Rosebush, brings it up down to the corner. Shively with a three, and he'll bury it.
And what a great catch and shoot by Shively. He was wide open, took one little step right into the three-pointer and just drains it from the corner.
Just the third three for Sam Shively this season. He was off to a sluggish start from beyond the arc after joining the team late after football season. 3-0, the Cavemen lead. Into the lane goes Campbell, and off to Pearson it goes. Pearson handling it for the first time tonight. Their leading scorer at 16.2 a game. Phillips, left hand, drives the lane, scoops it up there. It won't go, and a tie-up called on the rebound. It is going to be Mishawaka basketball. 3-0, the Cavemen lead as Shively bounces it in to Donovan Snyder, and Shively walks it up court off to Grant Jablonski on the right side. Gets a screen. Jablonski stops down to the block to Hoopengarner. Spins into the lane, puts it up, it catches the rim.
Nice.
And it falls through.
Nice little move there by Hoopengarner. We haven't really seen a whole lot of block play from him in the home games that we've covered, so it's good to see that he's doing his back to the basket, making things happen.
Clay Campbell brings it up, dribbling with the right hand. 6:10 to play in the opening quarter. 5-0 Mishawaka with the basketball. Pollack, he passes it out to Pearson, and over to the left it goes to Beck. 6 to play in the opening quarter. Phillips steps on the baseline after picking up a loose ball, and with a 5-0 lead, the Cavemen get it back again.
Well, and the Cavemen were in a zone defense there, Sean, and they tried to pass the ball inside. Rosebush was able to get his hand on the ball and ended up going off of a jimmy and out of bounds. Caveman basketball.
5-0 Mishawaka. Shively gets a screen from Rosebush, goes right. Pass back to the left to Rosebush with the left hand into the lane with a jump, and his layup is good.
Nice little take to the basket by Rosebush. Kind of an up and under and over again for the 2 points.
7-0 Mishawaka out to the fast start. Phillips bringing it up court, guarded by Rosebush. Outside Pollack. 7-0 Caven. Pollack left hand passes over to the left to Campbell. Guarded by Hoopengarner. Campbell back outside it goes to Beck. As it goes down to the baseline now, Campbell outside three is good by Caden Beck. Beck with just his second three. He's now 2 for 5, and it gets the Jimmies on the board. Mishawaka leads 7-3. Shively out to Rosebush. Back to Shively again. As Donovan Snyder takes it, Jablonski up top, buries the three-pointer.
Nice quick release there by Jablonski at the top of the key. Getting rid of that ball quick for the three.
10-3, Mishawaka with the lead. 4:42 to play in the first quarter. The shot is short. Jablonski rebound. Up court quickly to Jablonski. Inside Snyder. Snyder dribbles once and skips it over. Shively will take a three. It's off, and the rebound is fought for and finally taken by Preston Phillips and the Jimmies now. Up court, the bank shot is good. Bill Pollack, and that'll make it 10-5. Mishawaka doubling up Jimtown. Bounce pass inside. Hoopengarner on the block. Drops to the baseline. Has it blocked by Phillips. He saves it inside. Donovan Snyder had it momentarily. It rolls out of bounds as they have a hard time deciding who it went off of. They're still conversing about it.
Well, and I like this. I like the fact that the officials are going to get together to attempt to get the call correct. We had two officials on either side of the play. Not sure what each one of them saw, but they're going to say Mishawaka basketball.
So the Cavemen will have it, and we've seen a lot of good hustle out of Mishawaka so far tonight, and that play included. 10-5, Shively will inbound. He will lob it into the middle of the lane to Rosebush, who falls down and will be called for traveling. Caught between a couple defenders, Rosebush had nowhere to go.
Yeah, he got in trouble because he brought the ball down to his hip, and he couldn't get it back up because it was just too many defenders. Too quick. When you want to do that quick inbound to the lane, you want to get rid of that ball quick. Keep it up high.
Phillips brings it up. Down to the left corner. It goes to Beck. Little up fake, and now to the block it goes. Braden Rice is in there for the Jimmies. Rice, a 6'2 junior. Outside it goes to Campbell. Phillips in the corner. Skips it over to the left corner to Beck. Drives the baseline. Cut off, though, by Jablonski. And outside to Pollack. Pollack stops on the right side of the lane. Bounces it out to Phillips, who comes near the basket. Won't go, though. And Rosebush with the rebound. Now turns it back over. Phillips with it. And he'll be called for an offensive foul. The basket went. I believe they will wave it off. Yep, no basket. And Preston Phillips will be whistled for his first foul of the night.
I have to say, Sean, that's a tough call right there if you're a Jimtown fan. I mean, look like he went straight up for an easy steal and a layup and ends up going the other way.
3:24 to play in the first quarter. Mishawaka 10, Jimtown 5. Grant Jablonski walks it up court for the Cavemen. Passes off left wing. Shively dribbles once to his right. Now Hoopengarner and Jablonski on the wing. Grant dumps it back off. Hoopengarner turns and shoots. It catches the rim, but it rolls off. The rebound will come down to Austin Pearson. 10-5 Cavemen. Jimtown with a basketball. 2:55 to play in the first quarter. Outside it goes to Bill Pollack. And on the left wing, Phillips heaves a three hard off the back iron. Rebound taken underneath by Rice. His follow doesn't go, and the loose ball finally taken by Jablonski. Jablonski bringing it up court quickly on the left wing. A little crossover down to the baseline, and we're going to have a foul as Jablonski tries to get underneath the basket. 2:33 to play in the first quarter, and glad to have you with us on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. After the conclusion of the Mike Bray Show, we are live and firing on all cylinders. So for those of you joining us on air on 96.1, Mishawaka got out to a 7-0 lead over Jimtown. They lead 5-0. This Mishawaka Cavemen game brought to you by Midland Engineering Company. Alex Boggs is in the game for the first time for the Cavemen. Jablonski, three, and he'll bury another one from the right.
I'll tell you what, Grant Jablonski is feeling it tonight. He was well guarded out there in three-point land and still put it up right in the face of a Jimtown Jimmy.
Grant Jablonski, as a junior, hit 9 three-pointers all season. He already has 17 three-pointers. Mishawaka leads 13-5. He has 17 three-pointers. And this is the 10th game for the Cavemen this season. Under two to play in the first quarter, brought to you by Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage. Missed shot by Jimtown, and Alex Boggs takes the rebound. Rosebush off to the right as Davon Parker. Now a deep three by Jablonski from Steel Stadium. Grant Jablonski knocks it down, his third three of the first quarter, and with a minute 41 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter, Jimtown takes a timeout with the Cavemen leading 16-5. So we'll get you caught up in your starting lineups tonight. For Mishawaka, Sam Shively, Grant Jablonski, A.J. Rosebush, Donovan Snyder, and Nick Hoopengarner. Already, obviously, some substitutions being made. For Jimtown, Bill Pollack, Austin Pearson, their leading scorer at 16.2 a game, Caden Beck, Clay Campbell, and Preston Phillips. Phillips, really good all-around player. 6'6", he is long, 8.9 points, 7.7 rebounds a game he averages. But Mishawaka so far has managed to frustrate both Pearson and Phillips. They are scoreless so far with a minute 41 to play in the Kevin Putz of First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. It looks like a foul is going to be called on the inbound pass. Davon Parker called for it. And, of course, Mishawaka basketball brought to you by Midland Engineering Company. Inbound goes to Austin Pearson. An 11-point Mishawaka lead. Again, they got off to a 7-0 advantage. Over to the left, Pollack holding the basketball. He will dump it down to Phillips. Back out Pollack on the wing. Takes a three. It's short. Shively goes up strong for the rebound for Mishawaka. Jablonski to Shively and back to Shively again. Grant Jablonski with 3 three-pointers here on the first quarter. Davon Parker to Jablonski on the left wing. He's hit all of his threes from the right side. Down it goes to Boggs. The layup good, but he'll be called for an offensive foul, and they'll wave off the basket. Jimtown 8-2 overall coming into this game, 4-0 in the NIC. Mishawaka 5-4 with a 1-3 NIC mark. Under a minute to play in the first quarter, 16-5. Pollack on the left baseline, passes out to Campbell. Campbell at the free throw line, over to Braden Rice, and they're... I was about to say their leading scorer, Pearson, out of the game, but he is back in there now as he just ran across the lane and down with an easy layup. is Clay Campbell to make it 16-7. And with 23 seconds to play in the Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter, Mishawaka can play for the last shot. A.J. Rosebush with a sleeve on his left arm. Dribbles into the middle. Started to take it in and then passes back outside to Shively. Five to play in the Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Jump shot from the free throw line. No good by Shively. Rebound Preston Phillips. And that will be the end of the first. There was a heave by Phillips. It was well after the buzzer, though. It went in from backcourt, but it is waved off because it was after the first quarter buzzer. At the end of the first, Mishawaka leads Jimtown 16-7. The Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Back after this on 96.1 WSBT and the Mishawaka Network. Along with Vince Denario, I'm Sean Stiers as we join you at the conclusion of the Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter. Glad to have you with us either live on the air on 96.1 WSBT, 960 AM as well, of course, and the Mishawaka Network with the video crew. We began the game, and it's 16-7. Mishawaka leads Jimtown, and the Jimmies with an 8-2 record. Perfect in the NIC, inbound at the start of the second quarter. Pollock passes off to their leading scorer, Pearson, who uses a screen and rolls to the right, to the wing. He will pass it off. Inside it goes as Braden Rice tried to drive for the layup. It looks like Alex Boggs is going to be whistled for the foul. Are they going to call Rosebush?
They're calling Rosebush on the foul.
Huh. The way Boggs reacted, I think he thought he was going to be called. But in any case, inbound down to the left corner. Rice an air ball on the three-point try. And Parker with a rebound for Mishawaka. Racing up court. His shot misses. And Rice pulls down the board for the Jimmies. A drive and more contact as Boggs goes to the deck. I think Boggs this time will be hit for it. And he will. That'll be his second since coming off the bench. Midway through the Kevin Putza First Midwest Mortgage first quarter.
And I don't think either one of these teams, Sean, really wants to up the tempo too much. They want to play half-court offense, half-court defense. So when things get a little quicker, things get a little out of control.
16-7, Mishawaka leads Jimtown. 7:15 to play in the first half. Pollack dribbles over to the right, hands it off to Phillips, who kind of used a forearm to clear off, but no call there. Drive down the baseline. Pearson tries to use the backboard. It won't go in. Rosebush rips the rebound out of there for the Cavemen. Mishawaka off to a fast start, thanks in large part to 3 3-pointers by Grant Jablonski in the Kevin Putz first quarter. He had 9 of Mishawaka's 16 points. The Cavemen lead 16-7 as Sam Shively stands and dribbles. Off it goes Donovan Snyder into the lane. He'll flip it up and in.
Nice little play there by Donovan Snyder to, like you said, flip it up and over a little bit of a baby hook there in the lane.
18-7, Mishawaka, an 11-point lead as Phillips passes it off to Pearson, Pollack, rather. And now Pearson in the middle, guarded by Parker. A screen as Parker tries to fight through it. Somebody got to call that out for him. Phillips outside Pollock with a long three. It's off the back iron. The rebound run down by Rice. Outside it goes and over to Phillips on the left. The lefty decides on the three. It rims in and out. The rebound hustled down though by Braden Rice. He'll chuck a three from the left corner. It won't go. And Sam Shively yanks the rebound out of there for Mishawaka. A.J. Rosebush with the Cavemen leading 18-7. Rosebush right wing. The three is good.
Well, Mishawaka giving Jimtown a little bit of its own medicine. Jimtown's trying to knock down these threes and just have not been successful with it, whereas Mishawaka's just been on fire from beyond the arc.
Jimtown likes to bang on the blocks, but they can also hit the three-pointers. It's more Phillips and Pearson, but we've seen a lot of three-pointers already put up here in the first half. 21-7, Phillips down low from the right block. goes up and in. It's his first bucket. It makes it 21-9, Cavemen.
Well, and Jimtown has a size advantage over Mishawaka. I'm actually surprised at the amount of three-pointers that are being put up right now. They should be pounding the block if they want to be successful offensively.
A.J. Rosebush tried to bounce off a pass. It bounced off the foot of a Jimmy, and the kick ball is called. And Rosebush will inbound in front of the Jimtown bench right here to our left. Checking in, Caleb Williams, the 6 foot, 1 inch freshman for Mishawaka, averaging 4.3 points per game. Got some young guys in there with him, along with Parker and Alex Boggs, who's a junior, but a guy who didn't see a whole lot of varsity action last year. The cut on the back door by Boggs is an easy layup on the pass from Donovan Snyder.
Pretty little pick and roll right there, a la the Utah Jazz and the mailman.
So Alex Boggs gets the bucket. Donovan Snyder with the assist, and a timeout is taken. 23-9 Mishawaka. This is Cavemen Basketball. Mishawaka leads Jimtown 23-9 with 4.5 minutes to play in the first half here at the Cave with Vince D'Addario. I'm Sean Stiers. A trap as Jimtown gets it to the front court. They break the pressure as Braden Rice took the pass down on the block. He got A.J. Rosebush up in the air, and Rosebush will be whistled for the foul. That'll be the second on Rosebush. Boggs sits down. Hoopengarner comes in. Jablonski comes in. Devon Parker sitting down as well. I was waiting because I didn't see another guy take a seat. And now Rosebush will sit down as Sam Shively comes back in as well. So you got Jablonski, you got your Shively, you got your Snyder, your Hoopengarner.
Glad they're mine.
And your Williams as well. 23-9, a 14-point lead for Mishawaka. 4:13 to play in the first. Williams working hard defensively as Pearson takes it and backs out. Pearson, still scoreless in this game, drives on the right side and gets the layup. Austin Pearson, their leading scorer at over 16 points a game, gets his first bucket with just under 4 to play in the first half. 23-11. Mishawaka leads Jimtown. Shively holding it up on left wing. Jablonski, top of the key! His fourth three-pointer of the first half.
Yeah, he has been on absolute fire. He's only missed one shot, and it was also a three. So he's 4-5 from three-point. That's 80%.
Down to the right corner. The three is answered by Bill Pollock, the junior guard. His 15th of the season. Jablonski gets a defender on the floor. Hoopengarner in the lane. Puts it up through three defenders. It won't fall. And the rebound down to Beck and Jimtown. Back at the other end. The bank shot good by Pollock to make it 26-16. A 10-point Cavemen advantage. So the offense came, but then the defense kind of unraveled a little bit. And Ron Heklinski takes a timeout with 3:10. To play in the first half, so we'll take a quick one as well on WSBT. .310 to play in the first half. Mishawaka leads Jimtown 26-16 here from the Cave. Glad to have you with us. Just my second game this season.
Is it really?
It's weird, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You and Brian Miller got the first two home games.
Now you're back to even.
Yep. Nick Hoopengarner with it and is going to be called for traveling for Mishawaka. And Ron Heklinski runs in Parker and Boggs again as Williams and Hoopengarner sit down. 2:58 to play in the first half. Mishawaka leading Jimtown 26-16. Preston Phillips with a basketball, bounces it off to Pearson, guarded by Parker, gets a screen as Pearson goes left. Pollock with it, back to Pearson on the right wing, spins the three up and knocks it down.
And Pearson and Pollock are starting to catch a little bit of fire here for Jimtown. Mishawaka's going to have to tighten up that defense with only a seven-point lead.
Austin Pearson coming into the night, 24 of 70 from three-point range. That is his first of the night, 25th of the season. A drive by Jablonski. Won't go. Boggs has the rebound, though. Puts it up from the right block. It won't go. Out of bounds and over to the Jimmies.
I think Mishawaka just needs to settle down a little bit. You know, take some smarter shots, possibly. But, yeah, they really need to focus on their defense right now. They had a lot of luck with the zone early on in the game, and now they're going to stick with a man-to-man as Jimtown comes down the floor.
Braden Brubaker is in the game. Mishon underneath. Phillips gets his own rebound, dumps it down low, and it is Brubaker who gets the layup. So Jimtown making a run now, and there's a steal by Phillips. The Jimmies down by just five. Phillips in the lane, puts it up, and it rolls through.
Now, here come the Jimmies. They cut the lead down to three with some good defense and some timely offense.
26 to 23, and as soon as Phillips and Pearson, their two leading scorers, wake up, the Jimmies get right back in it. Ron Heklinski, with Parker trapped between a pair of defenders, calls a timeout from the sideline. A minute 27 to play in the first half. It's Mishawaka 26, Jimtown 23 on the Mishawaka Network at 96.1 WSBT. About 26-23, a minute 27 to play in the first half. The Cavemen led by as many as 11. We were conferring. That's what we think it was, and that was pretty much when Pearson and Phillips were scoreless or maybe 2 points between them. Now they have 9 points between them, and it's just a three-point game. Inbound Jablonski, or a Snyder rather, takes it, then passes to his left to Jablonski. Down on the left block, Boggs spins it up and in. Alex Boggs with 4 points, and he's already over his 3.3 average.
That was actually a nice little move by Boggs. I thought he was too far under the backboard, and he was able to snake it around and get it up for the two.
Phillips from the corner misses the three-pointer, and Jablonski clears the board for the Cavemen. 28-23, Mishawaka, under a minute to play in the first. Down to Boggs, guarded by Phillips, has it stolen by Phillips, but Phillips is going to be called for his second personal foul. So that's two on him. I believe those are the only... Well, they've got two other fouls. I must have missed something. Do you know who else has the fouls, Vince?
I certainly do. Let's see. Clay Campbell has one. And that's what I have.
All right.
Three total.
They've got four on the scoreboard, so we'll get it clarified later. Mishawaka with a basketball. 45 seconds to play in the first half. The Cavemen lead by five. Free throw line, Parker. Outside Boggs and over to the left wing to Shively. Shively bounces it off to Grant Jablonski. He'll bounce it off to Boggs at the top of the key. Out on the right wing, Snyder to Jablonski. Back to Snyder again, and Jablonski takes it. 25 seconds to play in the first half. The Cavemen trying to hold for the last shot. Shively picks up his dribble, passes off to Snyder. 15 seconds to go. Shively drives on the left, finds Parker down in the right corner. Parker dribbles once, stops inside the arc and back outside. Snyder with it, with five to play. Snyder to Jablonski. He's got range from anywhere he wants. Takes the three from the right wing. It's off the back iron, and that'll be the end of the first half. So an entertaining and exciting first half, and the 5-4 Mishawaka Cavemen lead the 8-2 Jimtown Jimmies 28-23 at halftime. We will take a timeout. When we come back in a couple of minutes, Matt Embry will have the U.S. Sign Crafters halftime scoreboard show, and then after that, Vince D'Addario will have some statistics for us. That is all coming up here at halftime on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Start of the second half with Mishawaka leading Jimtown 28-23 with Vince D'Addario. I'm Sean Stiers. Glad to have you with us tonight as the Rossini's Pizza third quarter begins. Donovan Snyder stops his dribble, passes to his right to Rosebush. He'll give it off to Grant Jablonski, who buried 4 3-pointers in the first half. Shively trying to bounce it down to the block to Alex Boggs. It's knocked out of bounds by the Jimmies. 55% Mishawaka shot in the first half, and I looked away for a second. Was that Jablonski again?
Well, that's
again?
When Grant Jablonski hoisted up his fifth three of the game, knocked it down.
All 15 of his points on three-pointers, and Mishawaka extends the lead to 31-23. Pollock inside to Phillips, down on the left block, reverses it out to the corner to Caden Beck. Back to Phillips again as he comes out to the wing. 31-23 Mishawaka. Phillips with the left hand goes left. He will pass it out to Pollock, guarded by Sam Shively. Pollock will throw it out of bounds. I was waiting to see if it was deflected. It goes out of bounds in a Jimtown turnover.
Well, it was deflected by Boggs, but then Phillips tried to keep it in bounds, and then it went off of him. So ends up being Mishawaka basketball. So good hands by Boggs, who gets the second half start here, which is pretty great.
Mishawaka by 8, A.J. Rosebush to Shively. Shively out, Donovan Snyder. 3 from the right wing won't go, and Phillips with the rebound for the Jimmies. Pollock splits 2 defenders and puts it up and in.
A nice little move there by Pollock to go underneath the basket and come around the other side for the layup, since the defense was all on the left-hand side.
Grant Jablonski out to Donovan Snyder, and Shively will take it. Shively dumps it down low. Alex Boggs with a basket and a foul.
Yeah, what a great job there, too. Going up strong for the young man, getting the hoop and the harm, going to the line for the three-point play.
And we were talking, I don't think we mentioned this, no free throws were attempted in the first half, interestingly enough.
Yeah, not a single free throw, so this is our first free throw. We're already 2 minutes into the third quarter.
Don't see that very often in a high school game, that's for sure. Boggs misses the free throw, and Phillips pulls down his fifth rebound, and the foul was on Caden Beck. That is his first. 33-25, an 8-point Mishawaka lead here on the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. 6 to play, 2 gone in the quarter. Pollock with the left hand, into the lane, outside. Phillips thought about a 3 from the wing, drives instead, gives it off, and found going up is Clay Campbell, and the ball rimmed in and out. As Campbell is fouled, he will go to the free throw line. It'll go against Jablonski. That is the first on the senior. And I'll tell you what, Grant Jablonski has had a heck of a senior season. A vital part of the Cavemen defense, returned to football after not playing his sophomore and junior seasons after breaking his collarbone as a freshman. Had a great season playing corner, and now on the basketball court, he is lighting up three-pointers as Clay Campbell hits 1 out of 2 free throws to make it 33-26. Shively to Jablonski. He gets doubled and passes high to Rosebush on the other side. Rosebush dribbles once left hand out to Boggs and back to Rosebush again. He zips it over to his left to Shively. Shively back to Rosebush. Dribbles once, alone for 3. A little bit strong, and the rebound ends up in the hands of Campbell and the Jimmies. Phillips down to the left corner. Pollock, 3 is no good, and Shively takes the board for the Cavemen. Here's Jablonski, 2-on-1, bounces it off Snyder. Snyder has it denied, out to the wing. Rosebush with the 3. It's off the back iron, and Phillips with a rebound for Jimtown. 33-26, Pollock in the left corner. Back to Phillips on the wing. Down low it goes, and the reverse layup does not go for Beck, and Rosebush takes the rebound for Mishawaka.
That was a nice play by Jimtown, too. They kind of caught Mishawaka napping there underneath the basket. Just couldn't convert the 2.
Snyder to Boggs at the top of the key. To Jablonski on the right. Back to Snyder once again. Jablonski and Rosebush. Top of the key, Boggs. Left wing, Shively. He'll drive down, puts it up. It won't quite go. Rosebush, though, with the offensive board, and then gets fouled as he takes it back up.
That's a good offensive board there by Rosebush, able to pull it down, go back up strong, and then take the foul.
Number 22, A.J. Rosebush, fouled by his opposite number 22, Clay Campbell. And Rosebush to the line to shoot a pair, and the first one is no good. A.J. Rosebush, 5 points tonight. He's been scorching from the free throw line this season, 81%, but he missed that first one. Dribbles, stops, bends the knees, flicks the wrist, and splashes the nylon. And A.J. Rosebush sizzling at the free throw line like the tan on his back. 34-25 as Jimtown throws it away again. Phillips was looking for Pearson, who wasn't ready for it in front of the Jimtown bench. It went off his hands and out of bounds.
Well, Mishawaka slowly kind of extended the lead here that they had at halftime. If they can convert here, they'll have a double-digit lead.
Donovan Snyder has it taken away from him as he was double-teamed, and now A.J. Rosebush takes it right back.
Good quick hands by Rosebush. Stick his hand in the air and get in the passing lane and deflect it to a teammate.
Shively down low. Boggs all alone lays it in.
I'll tell you what, Boggs has been in great position all night for the easy layups.
Offensive foul coming on Jimtown as Sam Shively stands his ground down on the block. It was Bill Pollock called for the offensive foul. That'll be his first. Mishawaka with a double-digit lead again, 36-26, 3:44 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Shively to Jablonski. He's already got five threes. He drives, and Boggs in double digits. Alex Boggs, they keep leaving him alone, and Alex Boggs makes them pay. 10 for Boggs, a timeout taken by Jimtown with 3:44 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third, and we'll take a timeout on the Mishawaka Network in 96.1 WSBT. To 26. Mishawaka leads by 12. Alex Boggs having a night, averaging 3.3 points a game coming into tonight. He already has 6 points here in the third quarter and 10 for the evening.
Yeah, he's having a
great
night.
Did you find what we were looking for?
Well, I'm going to look it up for you.
I mean, you were talking about it. You might as well.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
So it's been a good night at both ends by Mishawaka, trying to play from start to finish. 3:34 left in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. They lead 38-26. Inbound to Pollock. Pollock to Pearson. Austin Pearson, who averages 16.2 a game, has just 5 points so far here tonight. Outside it goes. Brubaker, who made a cameo appearance in the second quarter, is in for the first time of the second half. Pearson up top, guarded by Jablonski. Pearson goes to the right, puts it up with a hand in his face, off the back iron. Rebound taken by Jablonski. 2-on-2. Shively. Jablonski will attack, and he'll be fouled.
And a good take there by Jablonski. He had Shively off to the right if he wanted to on the fast break, but he's feeling it tonight. He's going to take it the whole way.
Braden Rice will be whistled for his first. Matt Schaus getting some clarification from the official. Didn't like the call, and Jablonski goes to the line where he's shooting 68% this season. Hits the first, and that is his first point that is not from beyond the three-point arc. He hit 5 three-pointers to start his night. Bends the knees, flicks the wrist, and buries another one. 17 for the senior, Grant Jablonski, who averaged just 2 points a game last year, came into the night averaging 10.1 to lead the Cavemen, and it's 40-26. Knocked out of bounds. It will stay with Jimtown.
This is the biggest lead of the night for Mishawaka,
yep,
at 14.
40-26 Cavemen with 2:48 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. A screen by Phillips as Pollock rolls off it, drives through the middle of the lane, and his layup is good. They freed him up as Pollock split a pair of Cavemen defenders. 40-28, Mishawaka on top. Shively drives on the left, and he's going to be called for traveling.
Yeah, and that's probably a good call. I mean, he went in, got bumped a little bit, but he took one too many steps, so that's kind of an easy call there for the official.
Shively looking like he was splitting the Penn defense out there on the football field when he ran for a couple of 50-plus yard touchdowns, but he got a little bit carried away that time. Pearson driving from the right. He'll be called for the foul as Jimtown decides to start attacking the basket more. It'll go against Rosebush, and that's his third.
Well, and it's interesting, too. They called the foul on Rosebush, and I couldn't see exactly who it was, but somebody pounded him from behind, but they didn't get called for the foul. They called Rosebush for the reach on the way in.
We've seen there have been a couple times tonight where we've been a little bit. It looked like it was going to be on one guy, and it ended up being another. Pearson connects with Nylon on the first free throw attempt. He's an 88% free throw shooter. He's now 43 out of 49 at the line.
That's pretty good.
He is. Bends the knees. The second one rims off, and Boggs goes up to clear the rebound. 2:10 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. The Mishawaka lead is 11. Jablonski dribbles once. Off to Parker, who just checked in. Devon Parker gets doubled, stops his dribble, off to Snyder. Snyder dribbles once, stops at the left elbow, and bounces it out to Shively with a minute 55 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Skip pass down to the left corner. Parker wants a three. It's short. The rebound on the weak side to Braden Rice. Outside, Pollock cues up a three, and he'll bury it. Bill Pollock with 14 points, and that trims the Mishawaka lead down to 8. They got it all the way up to 14 at one point.
Well, that's going to be about as much of a fast break as you're probably going to see from Jimtown, but a nice transition three there.
Grant Jablonski, three off the back iron. Boggs, though, with the rebound, and his putback is good.
There he is, the silent assassin with 12 points already.
Rice comes through two defenders, won't go, and Boggs with his fourth board. 42-32, Mishawaka by 10 with 108 to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Sam Shively drives with the left hand, puts it up with his right. It won't go. The rebound comes down to Pearson. Pearson passes down. Brewbreaker hits the side of the backboard on the three-point try, and Shively takes the rebound. 50 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. Mishawaka leads 42-32, and let's see if they try to hold for the last shot. Parker at the top of the key, backs it out. Shively on the right wing. 35 seconds to go in the Rossini's Pizza third. Shively pops out to take the pass. Dribbles once and passes to Parker on the right wing. 26 seconds to play in the Rossini's Pizza third. Donovan Snyder passes left wing to Alex Boggs, who has 12 points tonight, including 8 here in the third quarter. Shively dribbles with the left hand, stops, passes off to Parker. 10 seconds to go on the Rossini's Pizza third. Ron Heklinski out, barking directions. Down to the left corner, Parker puts up the three. It is short. Phillips takes the rebound and heaves it. It won't come anywhere near the basket, and that will be the end of the Rossini's Pizza third quarter. 42-32. Mishawaka leads going to the fourth quarter. They led by as many as 14. We'll be back with fourth quarter action right after this on the Mishawaka Network at 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader. Start of the fourth quarter with Mishawaka leading Jimtown 42-32. The Cavemen saw the lead extend to 14. The Jimmies made a little run. Jimtown will inbound to start the fourth quarter. And it's going to be a steal, and Donovan Snyder lays it in easily.
That was a pretty nice play by Donovan Snyder. Kind of went up and over to get that pass, and then easy layup because there was nobody on that side of the floor.
The lead is 12, and every time I look down, something cool like that happens.
I was watching the game. You didn't say anything.
Well, I was looking for a little sheet over here, and the next thing I know, Snyder's laying it in.
Oh, that's great.
Snyder with 4 points. The Mishawaka lead is 12, and we have a whistle and a foul on the Cavemen, and I think it's
I thought it was the official held up some weird fingers. I thought it was 23, but they said
so
22. I think that was on Donovan Snyder. Not to call out Snyder, but I thought that he put up a 2 and a 3 in his hands, but there was no objection. Clay Campbell with a layup for Jimtown makes it a 10-point game again as C.J. Fisher sits at the scorer's table. A lob down low. Jablonski goes up to get it. He's going to come down out of bounds. So C.J. Fisher is going to check in for the first time as Rosebush picks up his fourth. It's a big difference because that would have been Snyder's first foul, but instead it's four on Rosebush, and I swear he put up a 23.
That's what I thought, too.
44-34. Phillips on the right wing will pass it high over to the left to Pollock. Pollock with a crossover. Spins in the lane. Puts it up. Hits the back iron. Rebound taken by Jimtown and Clay Campbell. And his putback is good. And the lead is down to 8 for Mishawaka. Grant Jablonski straddling half court as he takes the pass. Donovan Snyder trying to split a double team. And a foul is coming on Jimtown. It is going to be their leading scorer, Austin Pearson. That is just his first.
Well, that was a good job by Snyder because he was fairly trapped right over there in the corner, and he decided to attempt to split the double team, and inevitably there's going to be a reach in or a blocking foul at that point. He was able to draw that foul on Jimtown.
C.J. Fisher out quickly as Parker comes in. Snyder to Parker on the right wing. Parker gets double teamed as he dribbles down to the right baseline. Left wing Shively. He's doubled quickly. Outside Donovan Snyder. Free throw line in the right elbow. The jump shot no good by Parker. And Phillips clears his 8th rebound for Jimtown. Drive and down low. The shot is blocked. And the rebound comes down to Alex Boggs. Parker nearly lost it, but saves it from going out of bounds. Parker over on the left, stops his dribble and looks back outside and finds Shively. Shively guarded by Beck, knocked away from him. Loose ball picked up by Shively. Boggs inside Snyder, outside Jablonski. The three with a hand in his face. It's the 6th of the night for Grant Jablonski.
Well, that was good ball movement there by the Cavemen because there was probably 2 or 3 guys that could have taken a shot on that little rotation, but they were able to find Jablonski, who's been on fire from beyond the arc.
Inbound goes to Phillips. It won't go. Mishawaka leads by 11. Missed shot and a foul on the rebound coming on Jimtown. Grant Jablonski, all 6 of his field goals have been threes. He has 20 points, 6 three-pointers, and a pair of free throws.
Well, that's going to be the third foul on Phillips.
The lead is 11 for Mishawaka. In backcourt, Parker. As Jimtown presses. Down low, there's Boggs again as Jimtown keeps overextending the defense. And Alex Boggs with a career night and 14 points. There's a missed three. The rebound into the hands of Beck. Up top to Phillips. Off the back iron on his three. Beck with another rebound, though. And they will wave off the shot. And an offensive foul is going to go against Phillips. He is really frustrated. And he's got to watch himself or he could find himself out of the game in a hurry.
Well, and, you know, he dropped his shoulder and threw an elbow at the same time. And I don't know how you cannot call that an offensive foul.
Matt Schaus, the Jimtown head coach, trying to plead his case with one of the officials. 49-36, 5:11 to play in the fourth quarter. This is Mishawaka Cavemen basketball on WSBT. Mishawaka leads Jimtown, and this has been a very good Jimtown team. We mentioned, of course, they were 5-18 last year. They're off to an 8-2 start this year, 4-0 in the NIC, and Mishawaka still trying to find itself this year, but a lot of time to play, but they've found themselves so far here tonight.
Well, Jimtown has done a great job so far this season. Give them a lot of credit.
but they haven't played the top teams in the conference yet either. They still have yet to play Riley, Adams, Marion, Penn. So they got a tough road to hoe here coming up.
Pressure by Jimtown, and Sam Shively took a big shove in front of the Jimtown bench and was called for traveling. Preston Phillips, who picked up his fourth foul just before the timeout, inbounds it and then takes it back from Pollock. Phillips drives right side of the lane, flips it up with the left hand, won't go, and Alex Boggs continues his big night with his sixth rebound of the evening. Mishawaka leads by 13 with 4:45 to play. Devon Parker passes over to his left to Shively. Free throw line to Boggs. Back out to Parker. Down to the corner. Grant Jablonski. Three is strong this time, but Donovan Snyder goes up high to rip the rebound out, but then loses the handle, and Jimtown takes the basketball. Pearson driving. A foul is going to be called as Pearson drove from the right. It is going to be Sam Shively whistled for his first. Pearson to the free throw line. 49-36, a 13-point lead. Pearson to the line where he shoots 88%. He was one of two earlier. His first one here catches the iron and crawls through.
Well, we kind of talked about it in the break, Sean. So I was watching Phillips closely on the first offensive possession and then again on the defensive possession. He demanded the ball offensively, went right to the hole aggressively. Defensively, he was right there with the ball the whole time, staying super aggressive. He's going to have to be careful not to catch that fifth foul.
Pearson, who averages 16.2 a game, now has 8 after hitting his third free throw of the evening. 49-38, Mishawaka leads by 11 with 4:15 remaining as Jimtown continues to try to pressure and trap the basketball. Rosebush loses it, and Jimtown gets it back. Here's Pollock down to the left corner. Pearson takes the three. It is short. The rebound bounces out high. Shively running for it, and he'll corral it in front of Phillips. Stands on the left wing. There's Jablonski from the corner. The three misses, and Phillips from the weak side clears the rebound, his ninth. Pollock back at the other end. Misses the layup, but ends up with his own rebound. And then finally heaves one up and is able to knock it down.
That was good hustle by Pollock to get his own board, step back, and take the deep two.
He has 16, and the Mishawaka lead is 9 with 3:26 to play. Shively, trapped, gets it off to Rosebush. He'll bounce it down to Snyder in the right corner. Snyder is going to be called for an offensive foul. I was about to say Snyder is hacked, but he is called for the offensive foul, and it's going to be Jimtown basketball.
That's a very interesting call right there, Sean, because it was pretty clear that it was a blocking foul to me, but they're calling him for the little chicken wing hook around the back.
So Ron Heklinski gets his shot at the official,
man,
after that. The lead down to 9. It was 14 just a couple minutes ago, 49-40. Jimtown basketball as we head toward 3 to play in the fourth quarter. Ooh. Some contact with Phillips. No call, and Phillips lays it in. Ron Heklinski calls timeout with a Mishawaka lead all the way down to 7. It was 49-36 just a couple of minutes ago. A 6-point run for Jimtown. 49-42 with a little over 3 to play. This is Cavemen Basketball on WSBT. 49-42. Mishawaka leading Jimtown, but all of a sudden it's close. A 6-0 Jimtown run, Vince.
Well, and I was going to say, you know, Mishawaka, while they still have the lead, they have dipped down under 50% field goal shooting for the game. They've been over it the whole game, and they've just kind of dipped down. A couple ill-advised threes maybe there, the last couple of possessions, things like that, but going to have to take some smarter shots here down the stretch.
3:01 remaining. It's Mishawaka basketball. The Cavemen lead 49-42. Full court press by Jimtown. Jablonski to Snyder. Snyder flips it up there on the run. It won't go, and Phillips with the rebound, his 10th of the night, and Jimtown throws it away.
Well, and another thing to note as we reset, Mishawaka is in the bonus, so every time they get fouled from here on out, they're going to be shooting.
Seven fouls by Jimtown, five by the Cavemen. A.J. Rosebush bounces it down. There's Boggs again. Boggs on the bounce. 16 points for the junior.
He's only 4 points shy of Jablonski.
That breaks a 6-0 run. Phillips puts it up and in. He has 8 and is 2 points away from a double-double. 51-44, a 7-point Mishawaka advantage as Jimtown continues the pressure. Snyder at the free throw line. Out to the right to Shively. On the left wing, Jablonski passes high over to Shively on the right. He had to go up high to get it, did Shively. Now back to Snyder. 2:05 remaining, Mishawaka by 7. Rosebush had it knocked away from him momentarily. Snyder and Shively play catch on the right. Back over to Rosebush. And now Shively. Donovan Snyder on the right wing. Shively down low, there's Fox again. Had it blocked though, but Donovan Snyder runs down the rebound. They left Alex Boggs alone once again, but that time they were able to block it. Just under a minute 40 remaining as Mishawaka tries to play four corners and kill as much clock as they can. Shively splits through a double team. Rosebush back to Shively with a minute 28 to play. Boggs over to the left to Rosebush. 51-44. Mishawaka leading, and Rosebush is fouled on his last pass.
Well, I give Jimtown a lot of credit. They're playing really good defense right now, really trying to prevent Mishawaka from playing that four corners, and you know, doing a really good job of it, but now they're going to put Rosebush to the line.
Pearson heading to the bench, gets a word from his head coach, Matt Schaus, and Rosebush to the line. He's 1-for-2 at the stripe tonight. He cannot earn the bonus as it rimmed out. With a minute 17 to play, Mishawaka's lead is 7. A big skip by Phillips, and he'll draw the foul as he gets down near the basket. Well, I've got to say that I think some of the barking that Matt Schaus, the Jimtown coach, did earlier has kind of worked in his favor down the stretch, wouldn't you think?
Well, it's starting to look that way because a lot of things that were going the other way are now going against Mishawaka.
That was not a shooting foul, and that was just the 6th on the Cavemen, so a minute 14 to go. And Jimtown inbounds. Phillips back to Pearson, and he'll be fouled shooting a 3 from down near the left corner as Donovan Snyder came out and hit him on the arm.
Well, that's Donovan Snyder's 3rd foul. He's gotten all 3 of them in about the last minute and a half on the game clock. And that's going to put Jimtown's best free throw shooter to the line to shoot 3. Now, if he can connect with all 3 of these, it's going to be a 2-possession ball game, Sean.
He has 8 points, does Pearson. He averages 16.2 points per game, and he strokes the first free throw through. Yeah, so, I mean, in this situation, you obviously don't want to be fouling anybody, let alone a 3-point shooter, and let alone their best free throw shooter to boot.
Absolutely.
He's our best 3-point and free throw shooter is Pearson. He hits the 2nd and now finds his way into double figures with 10 points. A minute 10 to play. Mishawaka's lead is all the way down to 5 now. As Pearson gets set to attempt the 3rd free throw, he hits all 3 of them. He has 11, and it's just a 4-point game. Pressure by Jimtown. Rosebush to Jablonski on the left wing. Back to Rosebush again. Nearly an over and back, and now Shively is going to be fouled. Bill Pollock is called for his 2nd. That is the 9th team foul on Jimtown. Sam Shively will go to the free throw line. This will be just a 1-1 with a minute to play, and Mishawaka leading by 4 points. It was 14 just a few minutes ago. Shively misses the front end, and that is his first miss of the season. He was 10-for-10 as Phillips takes the rebound. From the left elbow, the jump shot won't go by Pearson, and the rebound to Boggs. Up to Donovan Snyder. Donovan Snyder will lay it in.
And what a great job by Donovan Snyder, leaking out to get the easy, uncontested layup.
They needed that. The lead is 6 now. Missed 3-pointer. The rebound to Campbell in Jimtown. Phillips down in the right corner. The lefty buries the three-pointer. He has 11, and with 30 and a half seconds left, it's a one-possession game, 53-50. Mishawaka leads. They'll inbound after this timeout of the Mishawaka Network in WSBT. 30 and a half seconds left. Mishawaka with 3:01 to play, led 49-42. A couple minutes before that, they led 49-36. And right now, after the Preston Phillips three-pointer, Phillips has 11 points and 11 rebounds. Mishawaka's lead is all the way down to 3. As far as the bonus situation, Mishawaka has 7 fouls. Jimtown has 9. And Jimtown is also out of timeouts now.
Well, and the good thing right now for Mishawaka, since they've missed the front end of a one-on-one here, they'll get 2 from here on out every time they get fouled.
And they've missed the front end of the one-and-ones twice.
Yes.
And 2 of their best free throw shooters have missed them as well. Inbound, Jablonski gets hammered, and Jablonski will go to the free throw line. So Jablonski will get to shoot 2. The foul was on Braden Brubaker.
Now these are where these free throws are huge.
Well, especially the first one. He doesn't have to earn a bonus, but, oh my goodness, he misses another one. Jablonski had hit his first 2 free throws earlier tonight. He has a game-high 20. A vital free throw here to try to make it a 2-possession game with 29 seconds left.
Only need 1 out of 2 here.
Jablonski's second free throw is all nylon. 21 for Grant. And it's a 4-point Mishawaka lead with 25 seconds to play. Phillips brings it up court. Phillips off to the right of the lane. Outside it goes. A high arcing 3 is an air ball. And the rebound down to Shively. Out of bounds. They'll say he stumbled out of bounds with no foul. And it'll be Jimtown basketball with 15 seconds left.
Well, and he tried to call timeout, but he didn't have possession of the ball when he did it, so they couldn't grant him the timeout. So a pretty easy call there, Jimtown basketball.
Inbound goes to Campbell. Over to the right side. An air ball rebound is taken by Clay Campbell, and he'll get fouled going back up with 8 seconds remaining. The foul is on Donovan Snyder, his 4th. So Snyder and A.J. Rosebush each have 4, and that's notable because, as we mentioned, when it happened, when Rosebush picked up his 4th, it looked like the official put up 23 for Snyder and not 22 as Clay Campbell hits the first free throw. 8 seconds left, and the lead is down to 3 again, and a timeout is taken by Mishawaka. 54-51. This is Cavemen Basketball on WSBT. It's 54-51. Mishawaka leads Jimtown. Clay Campbell is going to be at the free throw line to attempt another free throw and a chance to make it a 2-point game. And we talked throughout the game about how Jimtown has won a lot of close games this year. They have 8 wins. 6 of them have been by 8 or fewer points, and their 2 losses are by a combined total of 5 points.
Now, they're used to being here, Sean.
Yep.
And Clay Campbell's used to having pressure on him. He's the quarterback for the football team. He's been he's a 2-year starter as a junior, so he's used to the pressure.
8 seconds left, and the free throw is good by Campbell, so he hits both, and the lead is down to 2. For Mishawaka, inbound A.J. Rosebush, and he'll be fouled with 7.1 seconds left, so just 9-tenths of a second tick off the clock. Mishawaka leads 54-52. And it's Braden Brubaker called for it. Rosebush is 1 for 3 at the stripe tonight. He'll get 2 here. He's an 81% free throw shooter on the season, but just 1 for 3 so far. First one up, and it's good. Rosebush with 7. Now this After we've seen some of these missed free throws, this is the biggest free throw of the night with 7.1 seconds left to again try to make it a two-possession game.
Yeah, last time Mishawaka only needed one out of two. Now they need both of them.
The second one by Rosebush is all nylon. The Tan Man comes through again. 56-52, Mishawaka in the air. Phillips puts up a three, and that's the end of the game. How big was the three-pointer, or the free throw, rather, by A.J. Rosebush? He buries both of them after Mishawaka struggled down the stretch from the line, and it ends up being a one-point win.
Unbelievable. Mishawaka struggled from the free. I mean, let's be honest. He struggled from the free throw line down the stretch. A.J. Rosebush hits both at the very end. And if he doesn't, we're going to overtime.
Oh my goodness.
Or a loss, for that matter.
Yeah. 56-55. The Tan Man cometh. A.J. Rosebush hit a pair of free throws. And he's been clutch at the end of these last two home games we had. Remember, he had the winning shot against Elkhart Central a few weeks ago, too.
Good point.
Last broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely. He's winning them in 2018 and winning them in 2019.
So the lead that was once 13 points whittled all the way, 14 points whittled all the way down to one, but in the end, Mishawaka wins 56-55. So now that's three losses by Jimtown by a combined 6 points this season.
That's tough, especially when you're turning a team around and you only had five wins last year and they've got eight already this year, and to lose all your games by a total of 6 points, that's heartbreaking. But you know as a coach that you're right there on the precipice of something good.
But a huge win for Mishawaka as well, as they now have won three straight and four of their last five games.
Well, no question. And you know, if they lost this game, I believe they would have been 500. And so getting this one is huge on your home floor. It puts them at 6-4 on the season. Going into a non-conference game against St. Joe, Michigan.
We'll take a timeout, and then we will be back to begin the Sonic Drive-In post-game show. We'll have the Jays Crunchers play the game as well. 56-55, Mishawaka ekes out a one-point victory. You've been listening to Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on the Mishawaka Network and 96.1 WSBT.
Welcome to the Mishawaka Cavemen Postgame Show, presented by Sonic Drive-In on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
Sonic Drive-In Postgame Show begins. Sonic is open till midnight. Visit Sonic on your way home for a postgame snack. Sonic, West Douglas Road in Mishawaka, just west of Main Street, also in South Bend and Michigan City. Well, let's get right to it, because it was the Grant Jablonski show early on, and Grant has our Jays Crunchers crunch time play of the game. Shively, guarded by Beck, knocked away from him. Loose ball picked up by Shively. Boggs inside Snyder, outside Jablonski. The three with a hand in his face. It's the sixth of the night for Grant Jablonski. Nobody wanted to hear you, Vince.
I know.
Jays Crunchers crunch time play of the game, powered by Crunchers potato chips. Add some real crunch to your holiday party. Pick up a bag of Jays Crunchers potato chips. Jablonski ends up with 21 points, 6 3-pointers. That was his 6 3-pointer of the night. So continue some Mishawaka scoring for us, please, Vince.
We'll do some team stats here first. Mishawaka, 21 of 44 from the field. That's 48%. 8 of 19 from three-point land, that's 42%. 6 of 11 from the free throw line, that's only 55%. So I think we can safely say they struggled from the free throw line this evening. Jimtown was 20 of 56 from the field, so only 36%. 6 of 23 from three, that's 26%. 9 of 11 from the free throw line, that's 82%. Some individual scoring for Jimtown. Bill Pollock had 16 points. Phillips had 14 points, Pearson had 11, Campbell had 9, Beck had 3, and Brubaker rounded out the scoring with 2 points for the Jimmies. For Mishawaka, the aforementioned Grant Jablonski led all scorers with 21 points. He was 6 of 12 from the field, 6 of 11 from three-point land, 3 of 4 from the free-throw line. Alex Boggs, my player of the game, I think he
out of nowhere, did a great job down low on the block for the Cavemen tonight. He was 8 of 10 from the field.
Wow.
Missed his only free throw attempt. He had 16 points tonight. A.J. Rosebush was 2 of 4 from the field, 1 of 3 from three-point land, 3 of 5 from the free throw line, no two bigger than the last two at the end. So he had 8 points. Donovan Snyder, 3 of 5 from the field, so he had 6. Sam Shively, 1 of 5 from the field, 1 of 2 from the three-point line. He missed his only free throw, so he had 3 points. And rounding out the scoring for Mishawaka was Hoopengarner. He was 1 of 3 from the field. They came in the paint, so he had 2 points. So final score again was Mishawaka 56, Jimtown 55.
Did you say how many Jablonski obviously hit 6. What? How many attempts did he have?
11.
6 of 11?
Yes, sir.
All right. So not a bad night. I mean, and you bring up a great point about Alex Boggs because, again, Jimtown was extending quite a bit, to, especially after Jablonski hit some of those early threes. And Alex Boggs, 8 out of 10. And he also ended up with 7 unofficial rebounds tonight. So, I mean, he did a really good job. And we talked about them with that need for a presence, some kind of presence in the lane with the loss of a guy like Binion last year. And so a really big night for Alex Boggs, 16 points, 7 rebounds tonight. Preston Phillips ended up with a big night for Jimtown as well. 14 points, and I had him for 11 rebounds this evening. Austin Pearson, their leading scorer, averaged 16 coming in, held to 11 with 6 of it coming late, all 6 of them from the free throw line, so he had to earn it. And Bill Pollock got nearly double his scoring average at 16 points. So a big win for Mishawaka, though, to go to 6-4 now. They've won 3 in a row. They're now 2-3 in the NIC. This is Jimtown's first NIC loss, 4-1 in the conference, 8-3 overall. And our next broadcast, Vince.
Oh, let's see here. Our next broadcast will be, I believe it's coming up here pretty quick. Let's see here.
I believe it's next Tuesday.
It is. No, we don't have a broadcast until Saturday the 19th.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. St. Joe, Michigan. You are absolutely correct. On the 15th.
Come on, Vince.
Well, it wasn't highlighted in blue. So it threw me a little bit.
So St. Joe, Michigan on Tuesday, and then a week from Saturday, the Oregon Donor Classic against Lakeland. So,
which is Coach Heck's thing.
Yeah, and we're actually going to have kind of an uptick, a lot of home games coming up on the schedule.
Oh, absolutely.
So that means a lot more broadcast for us.
Right, so we're going to have Lakeland on the 19th, we'll have Penn on the 25th, Plymouth on the 26th, Southland Washington on the 31st, and then, again, home for Adams on the 8th, and then Concord on the 19th, and then we run right into sectionals. So, really, let's see, Mishawaka only has 5 more away games the rest of the season.
So, again, the final here tonight, 56-55, Mishawaka over Jimtown. For Vince D'Addario, for Matt Embry back in the studio, all the Mishawaka Network guys, thanks to them tonight, especially since we started the broadcast exclusively the Mishawaka Network and then finished, of course, on WSBT. We'll be back with you next Tuesday when the Cavemen host the St. Joe, Michigan Bears.
The Bears. The Golden Bears.
I had to think about it for a second.
I know. I thought about it. You're not wrong.
We don't see them very often.
No, we
so,
don't.
St. Joseph, Michigan Bears coming to town next Tuesday. Matt Embry has more of the U.S. Sign Crafter Scoreboard Show. He'll wrap up the Sonic Drive-In post-game show right after this timeout. You've been listening to Mishawaka Cavemen Basketball on 96.1 WSBT, the sports leader.
And Matt Embry in the U.S. Sign Crafter Studios. We continue our post-game show here after this 56-55 victory for the Mishawaka Cavemen over the Jimtown Jimmies. U.S. Sign Crafters, we're more than just signs, we're building impressions. One other final score to report in NIC action tonight. Penn, a winner over John Glenn, 77-41. Elsewhere in women's college basketball, number one Notre Dame will stay number one. They defeat Louisville tonight, 82-68.